Blind Cool Tech, August 12, 2005. Hey everybody, how y'all doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I hope you'll join Shelley Marley and I for a soundseeing tour of the road trip to Arkansas from Louisville, Kentucky. Hey Mars, tell Mommy where we're going.
Where are we going?
Say Arkin.
Arkin.
Saw.
Oh.
So where are we going?
Cute.
Where are we going, Mars?
Where are we going?
We're going to Una. I've never been to Una.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the land of Una. I was going to tell our listeners about our last trip to Arkansas, Boo Boo. Let's tell them and find out. One thing I was hoping we could do this time, but we're not going to really have time because you want to go the fast way, is read some of those historical markers and stuff. Like we did last time. That was cool.
We're going the quick way. No time for playing. We need to get this done with ASAP. I say we're going to be there by 8 o'clock. 8:30. Our time.
What's 12
say? Hours. I have a feeling we're going to get caught by noon traffic in Nashville.
And
5 o'clock traffic in Memphis.
Which is a good argument for going the other way. Because you don't get any traffic. Mommy?
What do you want, Marley?
Put my shoes on.
Well, just leave them off. We got a long ways to ride.
I don't want to go the other way, though, because I get so bored and I'm just driving.
Put my shoes on, Mommy.
No, baby.
Hey, leave them off. I'm going to take my shoes off. Because we got a long ways to go. We're not going to get out of the car for a while. We're going to... Where are we going, Mars? Where is it we were going?
Oh, I can't go through the drive through and there's a train coming. Crap. Maybe they get my thing real quick.
Welcome to Java Brand Company. What can I get for you today?
I want to get a huge white mocha.
Two of them.
Two huge white mochas.
Two huge white mochas? Do you want whipped cream?
Yeah.
No.
Whipped cream?
No.
No whipped cream on one, and I do want whipped cream on the other. And can I get like a glass of, a cup of ice water, please? That's it.
We
have scones.
So we are at Java Brewing. And why does a train matter to us? Because we're not able to get out.
Because I wasn't
going to
be able to hear the drive.
Oh, I got
you. But they got my order before the train came.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
going to
sound real nice on there.
That's
going to
sound cool.
Oh, you already missed the good part.
I did. Should have rolled the window down sooner.
What is it show? The money.
Money.
Looking for the money. I like the way that they're called huge. Large ones are called huge.
I thought that was your wording.
Okay.
How much?
$8.80. These are expensive. These are so yummy.
And I have 3 shots of espresso, you say.
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to sleep all the way over there with
you
jarring me up with espresso on?
That's the whole point. You think I was doing it to be nice? Huh?
So, yeah.
Thank you. If this is good, I'm going to start coming here because... Oh, let's talk about this. Are you still podcasting?
That's fine. Go ahead and talk about it.
That's fine. I'm going to tell the world. Tiny Brothers has gone downhill.
Well, that's the opinion of Michelle Scoop.
Yeah. Coffee is runny. It's not very strong. It's always real watered down. It's not as, the mocha's not as sweet as it used to be.
But other than that, it's pretty good, huh?
I keep drinking it for some reason. I mean, apparently it's sort of
Plus,
I gotta find a new place. So.
This place has a drive-in too. That's
yeah,
nice.
So dry. And I can't go to Starbucks because I like to support the little man. So.
Now, even Jaime Brothers is a local thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Miss May is my French teacher. My husband has one.
Yeah. He's one of the brothers.
I hope you don't talk to me, dude. Huh?
Now, is it true that the Jaime brothers are proctologists?
The what?
Proctologists.
No, I think that's true.
I think it is.
The business owner.
Yeah, proctology business. Did you hear about the sign on the proctologist door?
No.
It said, back in, save time. Are we going to Arkansas, Mars?
I don't know what she wants. What do you want?
I can't understand her.
I want some
pretzels. That's what she said.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Ooh, these cups are pretty. She put this in. Thank you so much. She just threw the pretzels. There's a little sticker over the mouth hole that you have to peel off. That's so cute.
Wow.
I like the presentation, though.
Right.
The presentation, like, makes me feel like,
yeah. You want your apple juice? Have an apple mocha.
I want an apple.
Okay.
There's nothing like tap.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, the train. I'm
going to
go under it.
But
I'm
going
to take it out.
Huh? I want some Sprite.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, she wants Sprite. Well, we don't have Sprite. She's going to bring her little Sprite, too.
We have some water Sprite. So, yeah, on our last trip, Shelly and I drove. Ooh. Well, Shelly drove. I rode and slept. And talked to her mostly, though.
Yeah, right.
And Marley went with us, and Jake. Oh my gosh, Jake does not. You know, you have some dogs, they'll sit at your feet. Like, remember George?
Yeah.
He would ride for 5 hours sitting right between your legs. Jake was up and down, up and down. So we ended up putting Jake in the back seat with Mars.
Mm.
Isn't that good?
That's so much better than Honey Brother.
Well, you have a new place.
I got a sticker with a sun on it.
Is that what was over the mouth hole? I'll put it right there. What is it? Is it a sun?
A little guy sitting in a little floaty. A dinosaur floaty. A little kid sitting in a dinosaur floaty. It's real cartoon. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay.
I just wanted to take a moment to say that Java Brewing is very good and slightly cheaper.
I thought that was a little on the high side.
Mm-hmm. Tiny Brothers is like $5.50 for a huge white mocha, and it was $4.15.
Hmm. So, yeah, Marley was about, how old was she? This was last September we went?
Yes.
So she was just over a year old.
Yeah, she was pretty, really, really excellent.
She was what?
She was excellent.
She sure was.
Excellent. I have a feeling that is not going to be the case.
Well, and that's what Liz says, and that's what that evil laugh was when we left.
Yeah, I mean, she started the day in a good mood, and I was like, well, that's good.
Yeah.
At least we get a few good hours out of her.
We can keep her entertained. Got lots of toys.
Why did that redneck guy just punch the street sign?
He was mad.
He walked by it and punched it, and kept walking.
Interesting. So we're about to get on 64 West.
Yeah.
Just leaving. It's
go around the train.
It's what, 9?
Mm-hmm.
8:44.
We're only like an hour and 15 minutes behind schedule.
I was kind of thinking 9 was an appropriate time to go anyway. Even though, you know me, I like to leave at 4 or 5 in the morning.
I
understand.
Yesterday. I feel fine.
Gosh, after working two jobs for so long. Then it's to school the next week.
I know.
Isn't it?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. What all classes you got this time?
Like history, like, you know, Byzantine to a Renaissance kind of era.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Renaissance. That's not art history, never mind. But it's like beginning to Middle Ages.
Okay.
Which will be really, really interesting.
Sure will.
And then I got, like, this geography class called The Power of Place. So that's going to be really cool. So they're going to tell us about, you know, like, why people are what color they are or why people act the way they do and whatever. That's going to be really cool. And then, I was talking about biology, which I'm just finally quit putting off.
I enjoyed biology in college.
I hate science. And then I got another class. Oh, and I'm taking French. So I want to be fluent in French.
Now, you took several years of French in high school.
Two.
And didn't you take one in college already, too?
Mm-mm.
No?
I avoided that, too.
So is this the beginning French that you're taking?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be pretty easy for
you,
really.
Yeah, real easy. It's at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the hard part.
And you're not a morning person.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I don't just, like, pop up in the morning. I have to set my alarm, but I'm fine once I get up. I try grunt and groan at everyone for, like, 15 minutes. I'm fine. So, what else was I going to say about school? Oh, yeah, I love classes, like, that geography class is going to be, like, history. I just love to learn about people and cultures and why people do what they do. I really want to think that it would be amazing to major in something like that, but what would you do with it?
Teach.
Teach what?
College. Or I'll bet there's all kinds of career possibilities.
I don't know. My friend from high school, Lexi, her mom was an archaeologist. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. She made like $30,000 a year, but she was very happy.
Yeah. One thing else we're trying out on this podcast is these binaural microphones. So it really sounds like you're there.
Does it sound like the audience is
right? Yeah, I hear the traffic noise, and I hear you out of the left ear, and Marley out of the right ear, like behind you. It's really cool. I'll let you listen to it on the...
Oh, look at this. This is where the traffic always is going to Gary Junction. Then we have none.
Well, a good well, it's almost 9 o'clock, though. Everybody's already at work.
Oh, yeah.
We should point out this is August 12th. And we're really looking forward to going to Arkansas. Shelly's going to stay the whole week. I'm coming back Monday, flying back. I got an incredible deal. Did I tell you what my ticket cost?
$55.
Yeah. Is amazing.
That's, how much was your two-way?
Well, I didn't book it in enough time, so it's gonna be like $240.
Oh yeah.
So you saved me some money, boo.
Good. That's why
I'm buying gas.
Gas. So like, I'll buy your gas. So I was like, okay.
You're silly, boo boo.
Yes.
Not have an accident before we get out of Louisville.
Accident is just these people all started slamming the brakes in the right lane, and then this guy just started trying to get over mine. I'm like, slam your own lane and do that, please. Over here.
Oh, we should tell listeners, too, that Rachel was going to ride with us, but she insisted we leave last night. And you worked what hours yesterday?
I worked 8:33. I had an hour break. Change, pick my daughter up from daycare, get my car inspected, and then work to 10, 5 to 10, and I had to go pack, go home, pack, then get back to 12:30.
the car with you driving, right?
Yeah.
After what, 5 accidents you said?
Six?
Seven, eight. And she, you know, she
goes.
That
ain't her fault.
She goes, well, the last ones were my fault. But you have to drive defensively. I think I'm going to get her a defensive driving course if she'd go to it.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, be prepared for all that stuff.
Exactly.
And Rachel's going to shit in the clouds.
Yep, she does. I love her to death, but she is. And she's a very, very smart girl, but she just is very naive.
Yeah.
I mean, she thinks everybody's going to do the right thing, and she trusts everybody.
Yeah. But your other daughter, on the other hand, is just as scandalous as the rest of the world.
You're a cynic, and you don't trust anybody, huh? Change.
Yeah, I can never be let down.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Hi, Mama.
Hi.
Hi, Mama.
Aren't you going to tell me hi?
Hi, Mommy.
Well, that answers that.
Hi, Mommy.
You know, it tastes really good.
Hi,
Mommy.
Goodness, Mars.
Did you know that?
Now, let's try it. Turn this off for the windows.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep you good people posted. I'm sure you're fascinating. Fascinated. I know you're fascinating. I'm sure you're fascinated as well. So we'll check with you in Bucksnore, Tennessee. All right. Well, that was fast. We're in Nashville already. Boo boo. So what's this Batman building?
I don't know. It's just a building that looks like Batman. It's got like 2 pointy towers. I don't know what building it is, but I do know that I almost passed our exit. And because I was talking about the Batman building, but at night when you go through Nashville, I think it's the building that says no smoking in green on the side.
For the whole city?
I think, yeah. There might be somewhere in Atlanta, though.
Oh.
Either here or in Atlanta. And we're going over the Cumberland River.
Cool.
This is not very pretty right here.
You said the Ohio's been looking pretty blue.
It's been looking
blue.
A lot bluer lately. That doesn't mean it looks good.
Oh, okay.
If you saw it, though, if you saw it, then I swear you'd be like, I drink this stuff.
What's the rest of this very metropolitan-looking here as we just turned west on 40?
When you get on 40, it's way over to the left, the city.
Okay.
Which basically just passes.
Well, it's funny, you know, when you go through Louisville on the interstate system, you don't even know there's a big city there, though, most of the time.
Yeah, but when you go down 65,
yeah.
You're right in the middle.
Yeah.
But people don't know it's all the good stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of it, though, like if you're on 64 or a lot of other places, there's trees all around, and you don't know you're in the middle of this big city.
Yeah. Actually, there's one part of 64 that like goes right along the river.
Yeah.
Like all houses go.
Yeah.
You can skate
around.
But yeah, right before you get to it, it just pops out of nowhere, basically. So you're going through New Albany, and you're like, what is this?
What, baby? You what? You poppy dack. What's that? Nashville that can tell us what the Batman building is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and find out. I mean, tell us. And of course, the number.
How
Yeah.
Daddy.
these little, we're here, we're there. Wouldn't it be cool if the whole trip was that fast as it is for the people listening to this?
Yeah.
So we're past, is that the Dixie truck we're passing?
Yeah, whoa, it made my mirror do really weird things.
Yeah, he's got those loud mufflers on it.
Yeah, it's like vibrating so fast that everything just looked fuzzy. Behind me, I was like, ooh, dizziness.
So, we're not really passing through any metropolitan part of
Nashville.
No, we already did. It's over, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, next big stop.
See you in Memphis.
What about Bucksnort?
Good God. All right, see you in Bucksnort.
And then, after we get through Bucksnort, we've got to stop in Bald Knob.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't know where Bald Knob is?
No, I just drive.
It's a little bit south of Paragould in Arkansas. Bald Knob, strawberry capital.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all in Bucksnort. We are now in the slow traffic of Memphis. Maximum speed 25 miles per hour, Shelley says. I guess what is it all? Just construction? And, ooh, we're hoping for some break in this heat. The sun's beating down on us. And, yeah, we already passed the pyramid, didn't we? Thomas or Danny Kaye? Yeah. Did a lot of, I wouldn't say he founded it, but he did a lot of.
This is Danny Thomas.
Oh, okay.
And the Danny Thomas southwest part of the state.
It's hilly too, though. Not as much as around Little Rock. No. I'll never forget though when we moved from Wichita to down here in Arkansas, and you know in Wichita the roads were straight as an arrow. You could see for miles and miles. And then we moved down, you know, around Hope and Vodka in there. The roads were just twisty everywhere. There's trees going right up next to the roads. I was always lost. I could never tell which direction I was going. But it's pretty, though. Yeah. So it's all just rice fields out here, huh? Rice and soybeans, I guess. Yeah.